Okay, so we're doing further in the sugya of Brachos Brachos Chavruta. So let's see. So we're gonna do. So if you remember where we were on Daf and Pesachim, Kuf Aleph. So what it says is that the Brisa said, "Kol." Again, it's like 6 lines, 7 lines at the bottom. Kol Habrachos Kol and Poseach Mibarach, Lechosim Baamibarach, Chut Mibrachos Mitzos, Mibrachos Aperos, Mibrachos Brachos Chavruta. So the exceptions to this rule are these short brachos, and then brachos mechol chavrata. Ooh, bracha achrona shiv kriyishma, the last bracha in kriyishma. Okay, which is starts like emes v'yatziv or emes v'amuna. That's an exception. Okay, so what we're going to take up today is what's the nature of that exception. Okay, so if you look, if you look at, let's say, let's start with Rashi. He says the last white line, "Bracha Acharon Shav Kirishma, Afal Pishen Bracha Acharah Acheres L'Maylai Meno." Even though she's below Baruch, even though there's no prior bracha that begins with the Baruch, right? Why? I guess because you have Kirishma interrupting. I mean, so you do have Yotzer Or, Yotzer Oros, but I guess it's saying you have Kirishma right beforehand. Right, so you know you're just starting a bracha. You're done in Kirishma. You're just starting a bracha, and why do you have to start the baruch? So that's an exception, right? Okay, fine. So good. Now in the Rashbam he explains a little bit more why. So he says bracha chana shiv Kirishma. So it's the Ramban. It's like halfway down the wide lines. Af bishen bracha chersa lamaylema u'shes lo baruch. Chari hefsek Kirishma. Right, Kirishma is master. Right? Still, afal pikein eno masel b'varach. Still, it doesn't start with the baruch. B'chashvin on la bracha smucha l'chavrta. Oso shalfen kirishma. We consider it bracha smucha l'chavrta to the bracha before kirishma. Why? Shari mechubar emes v'yatziv al sofo shal kirishma. Because emes v'yatziv is connected to the end of kirishma. B'chashvin on b'brachos. Shetzarach lismach emes v'yatziv achar ni Hashem alakechem kidevsev Hashem alakim emes. So really it's it ends in Hashem alakechem, right? But yeah, at emes and then it goes. But Mara says that you have to put the emes v'yatziv samach to the Hashem alakim. So you say Hashem alakechem emes, right? Why? Because it's referencing a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hashem alakim emes. There's a mitzvah or an obligation to be so much close to glue the emes v'yatziv to the end of Kirishma. Right? Hilkach kechada brachasa arechta damya. Therefore, it's like one long bracha. Okay, therefore, it's one long bracha. What's that?
How did that answer the question?
Yeah, no.
Still has Kirishma in the middle.
Right. That's a good question. What does that have anything to do with it? Right? What time does that have anything to do with that? Exactly.
Is it a machlokas between Rashi and Rashbam?
Well, the Rashbam doesn't... Rashi doesn't quite explain the logic. So, I mean, it's hard to say it's machlokas. He just doesn't explain it, you know?
But it seems like But the Rashbam is saying it is a bracha. Let's move to the
Well, he first says it isn't, no? Alpha pishin brachos my lemana. Right? I mean, it's not like literally, right? But it's like considered a brachos mechol chavrata, I think. You know, I don't know if it's like, he's saying it's not literally a brachos mechol chavrata. I mean, Rashi doesn't quite say it isn't. He just says, Al pishein bracha acher samay lehimana, shehizkel b'avarach. Right? So, you know, it's like he doesn't quite, he says, Rashma says the same thing. Right? Yeah, so let me just, so the question is, yeah, the question is saying, how does it answer the question? What does that really mean? Right? I mean, bottom line is, Kirishma is a mafsek, Kirishma is not a bracha. So what does it mean? It's like one long bracha. I mean, Kirishma isn't the bracha, right? But how could it be considered one long bracha together with Kirishma? Kirishma is not a bracha. Quite work with. I mean, I'm just like the Sfar we said up in Rashi and Rashbam is then the Gavra Mavarech, right? Sequence of brachos, and once you have the Gavra Mavarech, so the bracha at the beginning counts for the whole sequence, right? But I mean, when you're doing Shema, you're a Gavra Mavarech. I mean, Shema is Shema. Shema is not a bracha. Shema is Shema. Shema is Krishma. Shema is a deraisa, a psukim, a limud, or whatever. So, I mean, when you say, look, you finish the Gavra Mavarech, you stop. Now you're doing Krishma, and then you're going back to the Gavra Mavarech. But like when you say, when you go back to the Gavra Mavarech, you should have to start the Baruch again. After all, you did transition away from that Gavra. Right? I mean, Krishma is Limud Torah, Psakim. And Bracha is a Drabanon of a Bracha. Right? So I'd like to suggest that we're thinking about this backwards. Okay? Which means, like, our question is that how in the world is Krishma like a Bracha? Right? So I'd like to suggest that it's not, that's not what it's like. It's not that Krishma is like a Bracha. It's that Birchas Kriyashma are like Kriyashma. Okay? That's what we're saying. We're saying Brachos are Brachos and Kriyashma is Lema. So how is Kriyashma like a Bracha? So all I'm saying is no, Kriyashma is not like a Bracha. But Birchas Kriyashma are like Lema, are like Kriyashma. In other words, Birchas Kriyashma are not ordinary Brachos. They're a different type of Bracha. What Brachos Krishma are like for instance, then you don't say Brachta Hashem Akin Alchalam Asher Kedishonam Sosav Itzvandu Likro Krishma. Like that's not what Brachos Krishma are, right? Even though Krishma is a mitzvah. But Brachos Krishma are an expansion on the ideas of Krishma. Okay? You're saying Krishma, which is the foundational ideas of the Torah, and we expand further by a lead-in and by a follow-up into those ideas. So in a sense, the brachos of Kriyashma are formulated by Chazal as brachos, but they're essentially like furtherance of the limud. But the Chazal are like crafting the form which it takes is barach, is brachos. But essentially what they're doing is they're expanding upon, you're using bracha, the Rabbi Chazal are using bracha to expand upon the ideas of Kriyashma. So it's in form, it's a bracha, but in essence, it's really a type of lema, which is elaborating, leading in, introducing, and concluding ideas of Kriyashma with elaborations on Hashem as the Creator, Hashem as the the Bocher Ramayishel Be'ava, Nosin HaTorah. Then you do the ideas of Kriyashma about Hashem, and then you kind of conclude Hashem as the Goal Yisrael. So it's like it frames the Kriyashma with like a context. So it's not pshat, again, it's not pshat that Kriyashma is like a bracha. Because how is Kriyashma like a bracha? Bracha is a shevach, Kriyashma is a limud. Right? So I'm saying is I'm not saying don't make Kriyashma into a bracha, but rather make these brachos into limud. So it's again, it's the limud, the form which limud takes is that of bracha. The way you say the limud is via, it's couched in the tzura of a bracha. And that's, I guess, the Rabbanan Narvinsaki. And Narvinsaki, like a lima, they're crafting themselves like a certain tikkun bracha, which expresses these various ideas. That's like within the scope of things which they could create. Not just like Dola, they're creating a tzura, formal brachos, which in which the brachos, you have these elaboration upon ideas. For instance, you include Kedusha, right, which are psukim and ideas, right? Kedusha is woven into the bracha. It's a funny bracha. Bracha, which we go on this digression and get all involved in talking about ideas of Kedusha. Kadosh, 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 bracha, kod Hashem, kama. Right? So it's like the nature of there's such a lot long brachas because they're elaborating on different ideas, which put Kriyashma in context. So what happens is that's why you have this din of Hashem Elokim Emes. Hashem Elokim Emes is a pasuk. So why are we clinging the pasuk in the middle of Kriyashma and the brachos? Like why are we doing that? Right? Kriyashma is Kriyashma. Kriyashma is psukim. And then you have the brachos of Emes. Yeah, that's of Emes Vemuna. So it could be what it's trying to do is to show that the berachos Kriyashma are an expansion on the limud of Kriyashma, as evidenced by the fact that Ani Hashem Elokechem, Hashem Elokechem Emes, which is another pasuk. So it's like the bridge, there's a pasuk which bridges Kriya Shema to its brachos, which means that since Kriya Shema is limud, and Hashem Elokim Emes is limud, is another pasuk, Emes Yatsav is a further limud, not psukim. But the idea of like attaching them could be is bringing out that there's both Kriya Shema and the Berachos Kriya Shema are both vehicles of limud. And the glue, which glues them, is another limud, is a pasuk. So it shows you that really you have to think about these brachos different than ordinary brachos. But it's a brachos whose like kiyam is the limud involved in the brachos. And it's just taking on a form of brachos. So now, once that's the case, now the question is, you start your amira bracha, barachat Hashem, yotzer v'barachoshach. And now you're involved in that bracha. But what's the nature of the bracha? It's a bracha of limud. Now you transition into Kriya Shema, which is not quite a bracha, but it partakes of the same ideas which the Berachos Kriya Shema are leading into. And now you continue into the Mitzvah Yatziv, which is a furtherance of those ideas. So it's like since the brachos of Kriya Shema themselves, before and after, are an involvement in ideas, so then you don't say you're digressing for your Gavra Mevarech, because this type of Gavra Mevarech is a bracha of ideas. A bracha of involvement in ideas, and Kriya Shema is a furtherance of that involvement in ideas, and it transitions naturally into the further ideas. So you don't need a new bracha because it's basically, it's like one continued gavra of asaskas in the bracha. But it wouldn't be good in an ordinary bracha, because an ordinary bracha, it's not, the brachas are not brachas of limud, the brachas are just shavach, they're just tam on amira shavach. And if you look at brachas Kriya Shema as an amira shavach, how do you bridge amira shavach, limud, amira shavach? What I'm saying is because these brachos take, again, they use the structure of a bracha, but they're really brachos of ideas of limud. So therefore, they could become unified together with Kriya Shema and thereby forming this chain of as if it's like it's brachos mechalach avrata. Because the bridge is the Kriya Shema, which is the ideas, which is the limud. And these brachos themselves partake of that quality of ideas. Question is why are there chasimas in the brachas, in these brachas, right? Like why chasima, I guess, of habach yotzer maros and habach maros be'ava, right? So I'd say, look, since the form of limud which Chazal utilized was a limud ayde brachos, so now given that it's a bracha has a structure, and it's chosem ibarach, and that's the way. Like they're different. The limud takes on different ideas. The different forms, the different ideas. There's a form, the ideas about Hashem as the creator, the Hashem as the Nosin HaTorah, the Hashkacha L'Kal Yisrael, and there's Hashem as the Gol Yisrael. So given that it's being structured and utilized as a limud via the ideas, via bracha, that's the form which the ideas are taking, and they're different ideas, then the way they're differentiated, split apart, is via brachas, via chasima, which basically says, now we're culminating Hashem as Yotzer Maoros, and we're culminating Hashem's Bechor Yisrael Be'ava, and we're culminating all Yisrael. So it's like, given that the limud has a structure, is utilizing bracha as the vehicle of the limud, and therefore it could end up utilizing it takes the structure of bracha, the structure of bracha, so it has a chasima. You hear me? I'm saying that Hashem Elokim Emes shows you it's an indication that there's a chibor between the two. How is there a chibor between limud and bracha in that way? So it's trying to show you, that brings out the fact that the brachos, this is not an ordinary kind of a bracha. This is a bracha which is, could be mechubar to Kriya Shema. It's not just a bracha which precedes Kriya Shema. It's a bracha which is like a mechubar to it. It's like an extension of it. An extension of it. Right. And thereby, that indicates that it's a different type of a bracha. It's a bracha of lima, bracha of ideas. Like, I think this is true. Like, for example, I'm not sure if this is a proof or not, but you see, for example, even if you're not being Yotze Kriya Shema, right? Even if you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, you say, after my Kriya Shema, you still say the Brachas Kriya Shema. So if you think of them just like as Brachas and Mitzvah, like, what are you doing? But since like Kriya Shema is ideas, and those ideas are couched by having this structure of the Brachos Krishma. So you do it even without the Brachos of Mitzvahs Krishma. It's not really Brachos Mitzvah. It's Brachos which elaborate on the ideas of Krishma. And Krishma was Niskan as part of the Seder Tefillah. And as part of the Seder Tefillah, it has the full form of Krishma with its Brachos. Yeah, so I'm saying is that when you have a Smucha L'Chavrta, it's not necessary to start again with Baruch. Baruch is when you digress, when you leave a bracha and you do something else, and then you want to start the government of Baruch again, well, now you have to start again with Baruch. But here, you start with Baruch. The government of Baruch was a bracha of Limud. You're continuing the Limud through Krishma, and then you're continuing that Limud through the Baruch again. So it's like, since the quality of this bracha is a bracha of Limud, so the Gavra is continually engaged even when he does Krishma. And therefore, it's not necessary to start the Baruch again. So by Lane and by Kriya, by Haftorah, that's an exception, because Haftorah, there is a digression, because Shabbat of Haftorah is a Shabbat of Brachos. Then you're learning Sukkim, and then you're saying Shabbat again at the end. So the learning isn't Shabbat. The learning is the learning ideas, whatever the Haftorah happens to be. But again, by Kriyashma, it's all continuously learning. And by Pesukei Zimra and by Hallel, it's all continuously Shabbat and Hallel. According to this, like okay, I think I'm kind of suggesting maybe that's why it doesn't list it in this brisa of it doesn't list Pesukei Zimra and Hallel. They're not Pesukei Baruch, even though they're also not quite smucha. But it could be they're smucha in the same way like Kriyat Shema is. Saying is when you're just like Kriyat Shema is smucha because it's all one unit. Bracha, limud bracha, limud bracha. So too by Krishma and Hallel, even the Hallel and Zimra, even though it's a little bit different, but it's the same concept. So it could be that's what he's saying is that's why it doesn't have to mention it. Doesn't have to mention it in the Brisa. Yeah, maybe.
And that's all.
The Krishma one, that's a more harder one. But I mean, the concept of them is the same. It's just that's the more Mechudosh one. It's easier to see how they're unified when it comes to Hallel and Judaism. So it sounds like the Ritva is saying the same basic idea. So he doesn't like spell it out exactly in the same language, but it sounds like that's his point. He's saying it's all Kriya, Limud, and Kabbalah Salam Shemayim. But what do you mean? These are brachos. That's not Kriya and Limud. You see what he's doing is he's making the brachos into Limud. As opposed to by Hallel and Mepsuket Zimra, he's making the Psukim into Shavach. So certain times Pesukim could be Shavach, and sometimes Brachos could be Limud, right? Essentially. And of course, the Pesukim of Hallel are Shavach, but of course they're Shavach in the form of Pesukim. They're Shavach in the form of Pesukim. So to here, the Brachos Kriyashma are Limud, but it's Limud in the form of Brachos. Right? But that's fine. That allows for unity. That doesn't create a Hafsik. That's what he's saying. It's like Nimdamina. Yeah. Interesting question. What I'd like to take up next time is the next thing in the Rashbam. Is the last exception is Hatova Hametiv. Because the bracha of the last bracha in benching is really smucha to Bona Yerushalayim. But yet it starts with the Baruch. So why does it have to start with the Baruch? So that's gonna be the next thing I'm gonna take up.
It's also not associated with Baruch.